Brandon, Joe wants to know when he should pass positive feedback from clients or sales to his manager's bosses. Here's what he wrote. I often wonder if my direct boss will think to pass on the good word. I've been trying to keep track of any positive praises that come my way via email, but I'm not sure what to do with them. I obviously wouldn't send all of them on, but I think I could at least be proactive and send a few from time to time. What do you think?
So let's first start talking about the general topic of sharing praise. What you shouldn't do is just sit on it and expect that your bosses will somehow just know. They'll kind of feel that you're doing a great job. So from a standpoint of sharing the praise, very appropriate when you get an email, for example, praising great work you did, to just forward it on to your boss and just put FYI. You're not trying to talk about how wonderful you are. You're not because the praise really speaks for itself. And that's all you got to do. And send every single one of them that way.
Everyone.
I think so.
That's to your boss.
To your boss.
Now, what about further up the chain?
You don't want it to come from you. That'll be a little awkward. But a great way is to have the customer do it and just say, wow, you know, thank you for that praise. Do you mind just sending a quick note to my boss and his boss? It would mean a lot to me.
And you figure if they've taken the time to praise you in email, they're not going to mind basically sending that email to someone else.
And most people would be happy to do that.
There's a line here. You could be overstepping your bounds if you're not careful. I mean, are you risking that?
You don't want to overload your boss's boss with those emails. So earlier I said, send every single one of them to your boss. Yes, you should. Send every single one of them to his boss? Absolutely not. You just want a periodic blip because you want to make sure you're on their radar. You want to make sure that they know things, you know, further down the chain are going well. And you're a reason for that. You want that to be part of your brand, that he associates you with good work.
So be judicious with it.
Be very judicious. If I was to be more prescriptive, I might say no more than 2 a year. It's probably a good kind of rule of thumb.
How much do the upper level managers really need to know about your specific work? Isn't it your boss's job in like your annual reviews to argue your case and maybe then pull out some of this praise material and say, look what a great job they've been doing. Because the upper level managers have other things to do.
Right. The upper level managers really, they don't want to hear about specifics about what you do every day. They just want to know the result. So I think your point's right. Where I would caution us is we don't want to save all of our wonderful praise for performance review time at the end of the day. Performance review time is a messy time. About half the time performance goes up after performance review. About half the time performance goes down. So they are extremely dysfunctional in how they're either conducted or delivered. It varies from organization to organization. But we don't want to bank on performance review to be when we kind of get our recognition because they're not always handled the way we'd like them to be.
You can ask Brandon your working and career questions on his blog at gpb.org, and we might answer your question on the air. Brandon, thanks as always.
Joshua, my pleasure.